And Daf Chav Zayin, we discussed just the Rashi Prokim. I'm not going to go into the, it's a very detailed Gemara, just the details. The Rashi Prokim are when a person loses an Aveda, and how does, let's say you find an Aveda, and I say that it's mine. How do I identify that it's mine? Maybe somebody else will have the Aveda who says that it's mine. So you have to have Simon. So the Gemara we mentioned, the Gemara. Daf Chav Zayin, we discussed just the Rashi Prokim. I'm not going to go into the, it's a very detailed Gemara, just the details. The Rashi Prokim are when a person loses an Aveda, and how does, let's say you find an Aveda, and I say that it's mine. How do I identify that it's mine? Maybe somebody else will have the Aveda who says that it's mine. So you have to have Simon. So the Gemara we mentioned, the Gemara has the Shailen Bav Metzia. The din is that the three categories of Simon. The Simonim of Hakim, very, very clear. That is very clear and obvious, has to be his. Then you have Simonim Gluim. Let's say you have a Simon is to identify a person or an object. Let's say you have a dead body. This woman's husband is missing. You identify the dead body. So her husband was short and fat. And this dead body is short and fat. Short and fat here for the people of the world, not short and fat. So that's a Simon Gorua. That's nothing with nothing. That doesn't matter. And even if you say short and fat, and he had gray hair, and he had a mustache. It's still a vaita. Mustache is Simon Gorua. Even a combination of many Simon and Gorua doesn't mean anything. If you have a Simon Muvik, let's say he has two noses, and he has three eyes, and he has six fingers on the right hand, four fingers on the left hand. How can it be? Obviously, that's our husband. So obviously that's our husband. So that's a Simon Muvik. That's about it. That's good menater. And if you have a Simon Beinani, if you have a Simon Beinani, so that's an Ibai in the Gemara, where the Simon Beinani is good menater, it's only good medrabon. Halacha l'maisa b'ashavas aveda, Simon Beinani is good. If I say that's my aveda, and you say identify, so I identify, I give a couple of simonim. And it turns out it's not such a Simon Muvik as a Givaldik. But it's not Garua, it's a Simon Beinani, so it is good. So the Gemara knows that is the din. The Gemara is in doubt, is that itself, is that a din only Medirabbanan? And they have a right to make a takana in the area of Dini Mammon is Be'ashavis Aveda, based on the principle of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Masheni came by Meis Bailaw. If you want to identify the dead body to know that the Agun is permitted to remarry, then you should need a Simon Muvik, a Simon Beinani. They can't make a takana de Rabbanan to permit a woman to remarry. They do not have the Kerech Lakadav Menater Bikum Yasei to permit a woman to remarry. But if you hold that Simon Amtsoi is good Menater, if the intermediate Simon is good Mederaisa, so then it's not only good by a Shabbos Aveda, then it would be good by Meis Baila as well. Or by a Get. Tam Chochem can get it back. There's a car parked across the street with the lights on.
P55 5EE, a black Toyota. P55 5EE, black Toyota.
Okay. Lights are on.
Why don't you say that it would be different? I'm going to return something to you, so if I made a mistake, we can straighten it out. But once the say to the woman that, you know, that's your husband, she can go out and get married.
You can straighten out.
You can't straighten out.
Cannot straighten out. Cannot straighten out. Yeah. The Gemara puts it all together. On the level of the rice, it's all the same shayla. If a Simon Amtsoi is good by this, it's good by that. If you need a Simon Muvik by this, you need it by that. It's all the same. With the Rabbanon, you can make a takona. With the Rabbanon, you can say, well, even if it's not his mom, and we'll straighten that later on. So if you hold the Simon Amtsoi is no good menatayro, so it's no good by a Shabbos Aveid either, then it's only good with the Rabbanon. They made a takona the Rabbanon. And even if it turns out that he's taking someone else's mom, so we say, hefke bezen hefke, and nishgefel. And the Hanani. Or the same thing by get. Let's say the get was lost, that's the theme of Daf Chav Zayin. The shaliach, or the husband for that matter, doesn't have to be a shaliach. The husband lost the get, or the shaliach lost the get, and then he's looking, he finds the get. And he's not sure himself whether this is the original get. If he has a tviya sign, he recognizes it by looking at it. So tviya sign is good, but he doesn't have a tviya sign. So he only identifies it based on the simonim. So would you require a Simon Muvik to be able to identify 100% that this is the get that was written in the Shema? Would you say that even a siman atzer is also sufficient? So that depends on the shaila, whether simanim is deraisa or simanim is only derabbanan.
This is only for to make it lishmo. It's not an inyan of
Yeah, well, if it's not lishmo, it's not a get.
He wrote lishmo or not?
Right.
You can give the get.
Well, so
if this is his get.
The get was not written lishmo, then it's no good. It's no good. So you can't say half kibbez and half krovi here. Here it's a din deraisa. And this is the heter, so you have to know what is a siman mideraisa. So in the Rambam, that's what we learned last week. So the Gemara says, that's the whole discussion. Do you need a Simen Muvik? Do you not need a Simen Muvik? And what constitutes a Simen Muvik? And what constitutes a Simen Amtsoi? The Gemara goes into the nitty-gritty details. What's a Simen Amtsoi? What's a Simen Muvik? Okay. So you look in the Rambam, just on the abstract level, without the details, the Rambam seems to have a contradiction. By Hashavas Aveda, in Hilchas Gzeil of Aveda, the Rambam sounds like he says, only a simen garua is no good. The bottom level, the third level on the bottom, but the upper two levels are good. A simen muvik is avada good menater, and even a simen emtsoi sounds from the Rambam that it's also good menater. Yeah. It's good mederaisa. When the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Gerishin, writes the dinim of aguna, the very end of Hilchas Gerishin, the Rambam writes a dinim, a man, a husband is missing, and you find a dead body. How do you know to match up this dead body that this is the husband of this woman? So the Rambam says there you have to have a siman muvik. Why do you need all of a sudden a siman muvik? If the Rambam paskens that siman amtsoi is good menatayr by shavas aveda, so it should be good by the meiz baila. Siman amtsoi should be good by meiz baila. So the Lechem Mishnah has this kash on the Rambam. Isn't it a contradiction in the Rambam? What does he hold? Does he hold if siman amtsoi is good menatayr by shavas aveda, based on the Gemara, it should be good by meiz baila as well to identify the dead body that this is the husband? So the Rambam is against the Gemara. We don't know what to do with the Gemara. The Gemara puts it all together. How did the Rambam is against himself? How did the Rambam make sense? So Rav Soloveitchik gave his interpretation of the Rambam. He gave his pshat, which is found in other Gedolim epos also have part of this story. So he said that the purpose of the Simonim by the Meiz Baila is not exactly the same as the purpose of the Simonim by the Hashavas Aveda. By the Meiz Baila, nobody has any tainus in Didi Mamanis. Meiz Baila is just a question of identifying, is this the husband, is not. No one's tining anything. The whole concept of tining only applies in Dini Mamanis. So you want to identify, is this the dead husband? Or you lost the get, you want to identify, is this the get? So for the purpose of identification, the Rambam holds that you need a Simen Muvik. Simen Amtsoi is no good menater. By Hashavas Aveda is Ananda Maisa. Hashavas Aveda, the Rambam is talking about a case. You found an Aveda and you put up a sign, you found a sefer, or you found whatever, a garment. I come and I say, let me look at it. So I look at it, I say, hey, that's mine. So I have a tviya sign on it. The Rambam is talking case, I have a tviya sign. So min ha-Torah, I should be believed. The Baldin, let's say there's a sichsuk. I say you owe me money, you say you don't owe the money. So I have no monies, but I say you owe me money, I have no monies to a certain extent, but you also have no monies. I'm a baldin, you're a baldin. I say you do owe me money, you also have no monies. You say you don't owe me the money. What happens if I say that the tie that you're wearing is mine? You say the tie you're wearing is not mine, it's yours. So it's my word against yours. So I say the tie is mine, you say, you yourself say, it could be, you found this tie in the street, it's an aveda, you don't know who it belongs to.
It's a shema.
So it's a bari v'shema. Bori v'shema is not lahaitzi. He doesn't know anything. Right.
No,
let's say like this. Bori v'shema, the Gemara has like this. If I say, hey, I lent you $100, pay me back the money. You say you're not sure whether you borrowed. You remember you were interested in borrowing, you're not sure if you borrowed the money. So there we pass in Bori v'shema, lav bori yodif lahaitzi. Because you say you're not sure. You're not sure, maybe yeah, maybe no. But what if I say, that Aveda is mine? You say, could well be. You have no idea who it belongs to. You know for sure it doesn't belong to you. You're out of the question. That's not even a Shema. You don't even say, maybe it belongs to you. If I say, you owe me $100, you say, Ken Zayn, yeah, Ken Zayn, no. You remember, we were negotiating the loan.
It maybe belongs to somebody else.
I say it's my Aveda. I look at it with
it. I say, maybe it belongs to somebody. The Shema could be maybe.
Shema was not yours. Else.
Yeah, but you don't have any. You're not a tainus baldin. A baldin means I taina on my own behalf. I taina you owe me money, or I taina that this money belongs to me. Either I'm the tavea, the nitva. I taina you owe me money, or I taina that this object belongs to me. But if I say that that's my aved, and you say it could be, you don't know at all. You just know it's not yours. You found it in the city. You know for sure it's not yours. Could be it's mine. So mikra edina should really be believed. I should say bari v'shem or bari yadif, because mamish, it's not lahaitzi. It's not lahaitzi. So the Pnei Yeshua asked that kasha. Why don't you always give back an aveda when the fella comes and he says, give me back my aveda? I give it to your son. What are you making crazy? Only a tzurfim and the rabbanon, a talmud chacham, or if he's an amorti, he has to give simonim. What do you need simonim? The Gemara says, bari v'shem, or the Gemara ksubis and bava kam, and other places says, bari v'shem, or la bari yadif lahoitzi, because amoitzi mechaver olaf araya. I come to you and I say, you owe me $100. You say you're not sure. You remember we were talking about it. You're not sure if you borrowed the money. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So the Gemara says, amoitzi mechaver olaf araya, bari v'shem is not good lahoitzi mamin, mina muchzak. Because he says he's not sure and he's muchzak on the moment. But if you picked up an aveda in the street, you're not a muchzak on the aveda. You say 100% sure it doesn't belong. But it does hefke, not belong to you.
Hefke and you picked it up.
Not hefke. No, not hefke. An aveda belongs to. There was no yish.
It's not.
The fact that it's in a hefke place doesn't make it hefke.
Oh. That's the answer. So the Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha from the Gemara. Is mashma that bari v'shema is no good lahotzi? I cannot get money from you, bari v'shema, because I'm etz mechrel of harai, because you're muchzuk. But frek da kasha by hashavas aveda, that the one who picks up the aveda, the motzi aveda, is not at all a muchzak on the aveda. He admits for sure it's not his. He just doesn't know whom to give it to. So whoever comes and says I'm the one who lost it, so let him have them on his baldi metano. So let him get back his aveda. So why do you need simonim? What do you need the whole din of Talmud Chacham is Neman, Tzurv and Rabban is Neman with Fiyasayin? What do you need the whole thing? The man says, Bori, say, give it back. So the Pnei Yeshua blight by Akash. So others say that the terrorists of the Akash is Anachanami. The answer is that it's true. Because the Nesivus writes the following din. Let's say I'm walking down the block, and I see there's an Aved down the street. I'm about to lean over and pick it up. And an Amoritz passes by and he says, hey, that's my Aved. So the Nesiva says, you have to let him take it. He's an Am Haaretz, and he doesn't have any simonim. You have to let him take it with the Tviya sign. What happened to all the dinim? You need simonim, or you have to be a Tzurim, or the Rabbanon to get it back. So the Nesiva says, those dinim only begin after I picked up the Aveda. If I picked it up, it says, Umetzosa. So the Gemara says on the first half of Mitzvah, Umetzosa means the Asa Liyadei Mashma, only if he picked it up. If you didn't pick it up, you're not called the Meitzeh HaAveda. What does that mean? So one of the Gdolim explains, there was a young man who was a Talmud Chacham who was killed by the Nazis in the war. His name was Rav Yonah Karpilov. He learned by Rav Baruch Be'er, and then he learned by Rav Elva Soloveitchik, and he wrote over a lot of the Shiurim on Kochim, a lot of the Shiurim from Rav Elva Soloveitchik on Zvachim and Menachos were written by him. It says, Nichte Ba'ide Yud Kuf. That was him, Yonah Karpilov. And after he was killed in the war, he was in his 30s. It was a young man in his 30s. He was killed by the Nazi. He wasn't married. After he was killed, so his brother printed a sefer that's called Yoina Selim. A thin little sefer, just has a few Chiddush HaTorah, all they had from him, his own Chiddush HaTorah. But he wrote over the notes from Avol Bava Soldei Shikshurim Dozogon. That's all of Klal Yisrael uses those shiurim now. Everybody uses that. And this little sefer are his own Chiddush HaTorah. So he has this beautiful hezber in his sefer. So he says, Me'ikir Adin, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha is Gerech. That Bari Vishema wins whenever it's not Lahoitzi. So the one who finds the Aveda is not Muchzok on the Aveda, he admits that it's not his. So whoever comes and says it's mine should really win. But there's a Gzeris HaKosov that says that you should hold on to the Aveda Adrosh Achicha Oso, until the Bala Aveda asks for it. Adrosh Achicha Oso. So the Gemara asks in Bav Metzia, B'chisalka Daitach, that you should give back the Aveda before you know who it belongs to. Avadanak, what does the mean, Adrosh Achich? So the Gemara says, the Pasha B'shat Adrosh Achich Oso, till the Baal Aveda comes to request of you, that you should give back the Aveda. That's a simple translation. So the Gemara gives a different interpretation. In addition to the Pshut Lashon Mikra, means another meaning, Adrosh Achicha Oso Darshehu Shalo Yehei Ramai. You should interrogate and investigate the man who claims that he is the Baal Aveda. You should give him the third degree to make sure that you're not making a mistake. So Meikir Adin, that's what he said. So Meikir Adin, the one who comes and says, hey, that's mine, give it back. He should really be Bagloi. But it's Xeris HaKosov that the Moitzei HaAveda has the status of a Shomer. Shomer Aveda becomes a Shomer. That's also a Chiddush. Yeah. And the Shomer Aveda becomes a Shomer Zosachidish. He never agreed, he never accepted Shmira. Let's say you ask me, could I do you a favor and watch your Sefer? Shem Achidim, Shem Asach, or whatever. I have to agree to accept responsibility to watch it. If I don't accept responsibility, I don't become a shomer. Here the Torah imposes upon the shomer aveda. A man's walking down the block and he finds an aveda. The Torah imposes upon the moitzi aveda, becomes a shomer aveda. So the Torah also says another din on this shomer aveda. He's not allowed to return the aveda to the one who claims that it's his based on the rules and regulations of Choshen Mishpat. Based on the rules, based on the books. The rules on the books, he should give it back. Whoever comes and says, hey, that's mine, I have to be assigned, you should really give it back. Because it's Bari B'Shema and no one is Muchzah. So give it back to the one who claims it's his. So it's a Gzeres HaKasuv that the Shomer HaAveda is not permitted to give it back until he does Darshehu Shalo Yehei Ramai. How do you Darshehu? So there are two ways to be Darshehu, two ways to check out to make sure that the fellow is not a faker. One way is if he's a Tzurvim HaDerabbanan. And the Gemara explains over here, Tzurvim HaDerabbanan. Tzurvim HaDerabbanan usually means a Talmud Chacham. Tzurv is a hard rock. So usually the expression Tzurvim HaDerabbanan means a Talmud Chacham who's younger than the age of 40. Over the age of 40, it's called a Talmud Chacham. Tzurvim HaDerabbanan means before the age of 40, you're not supposed to pass in any shaylus, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, till the age of 40, a person doesn't really mature in learning. It doesn't really, he's not really Yomid Al Das Rabbah. He doesn't really know how to learn. Because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael at the end of the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, he was teaching and teaching and teaching for 40 years since Maimon HaSin. At the end of the 40s, he says, and now, you finally, it's finally sinking in. Everything that I'm teaching you are finally sinking in. So the Gemara learns that from that passage, until the age of 40, the person doesn't really understand what does it mean, 40 years that he's learning, or till the age of 40. That's a problem. The Gemara is talking 40 years that the Rebbe was knelling. And the halacha, Taisa says, but the halacha is not so. It doesn't mean it's 40 years learning by the Rebbe, it means age of 40. He starts learning at 15, so he's not really learning for he's, yeah. So we don't require 55. We say the age of 40 is good enough. Okay. So the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham before the age of 40 we call a Tzurvim HaDerabbanan. He's hard like a hard rock, Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says that if the fellow's a Tzurvim HaDerabbanan, then you give him back the Aveda B'Tfiyah sign. What do you mean? Why do you give back? So the Gemara says it doesn't mean a Talmud Chacham. Over here, Talmud Chacham doesn't mean Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is a din, Kavod HaTorah, gets the first aliyah, other things, that's a different thing. Here it means, the Gemara says, one who never tells a lie. It's not necessarily the same. The Talmud Chacham is, we hope it's a person that never tells a lie. But the Gemara says over here, the definition of Tzurvim HaDerabbanan is different from what it usually means. It means a person who never tells a lie, except for the three cases where you're allowed to tell a lie. We discussed it. So the Gemara says that's one way to fulfill this requirement of Dorshehu Shelo Yehei Ramai. The man comes and he says it's his Aveda, and Al-Pi Din strictly by the rules, he should really be Bagloip, because and I have nothing to say on the case. And I admit that I'm not Muchzik, I admit that for sure it doesn't belong to me, I found that it's for sure not mine. So based on the rules in Choshen Mishpat, he should get it back. But Allah says, Dorshehu Shelo Yehei Ramai. I have to check him out first. And one way to check him out is, if he's an honest fellow, he never tells a lie. We know this man is someone who never tells a lie, only in the three things when you're allowed to. So that satisfies the requirement of Dorshehu Shelo Yehei Ramai. What if he's not a Tzurvim HaDerabbanan? Means that once in a while he will tell a lie, even if it's not from the three things that you're allowed to tell a lie. So then he has to have Simonim. But what's the purpose of the Simonim? Mikra Adin, he won the case already, hands down. He won the case already. He just says, I recognize it's mine and give it back. So Mikra Adin should really win. The Simonim is to satisfy the requirement of Dorshehu Shelo Yehei Ramai. Not to win the Din Torah. To win the Din Torah, but to be Mavar that it's his, he has Namonis Baldim Tanasa. So it's not, the Simonim by Ashavas Aveda is not at all the same as Simonim by Meis Bailo, by the get that's Ovad. If somebody loses the get and they want to, and then they find it and they want to identify this is the correct get that was written Lashmo, the simonim are for the purpose of identifying. You have a dead body and the woman's husband is missing, you put two and two together. So the simonim on the dead body to identify that this is the husband and she's allowed to be married. The whole heter of the agun is going to rest on the simonim. Or the whole psak that the get is a kosher get that was written Lashmo is resting on the simonim. By the Ashavas Aveda, the case does not rest on the simonim. The case is won before you give the simonim. The man says, that's my aveda. I recognize it. I have to be assigned. But Allah, and Mikra Adin is Bagloit. And if you wouldn't have picked up the Aveda yet, if it's still in the street and this Amoritz comes by and he says it's mine, so the Nesiva says you let him take it. No problem, he wins.
He wouldn't have the mitzvah from Ashur Saveda.
Right, the mitzvah of Darshehu Shelo Yehei Ramai doesn't begin until the Mitzvah.
The responsibility of
this special Din Darshehu only begins Umitzasa. So the Gemara says Umitzasa, the Asoy Liyadi Mashma, only once he picked it up. Kozman didn't pick it up now. Once he picked it up also, the din says that the man wins when he says it's his. But there's a din, I'm not allowed to surrender it until I fulfill my requirement of Darshei Shalai Hei Rama. So the simonim over here is not to be mevara that it's really his. The simonim is just to be afyotzit zayin. Literally, afyotzit zayin, mein chiyuv from Darshei Shalai Hei Rama. It's ginuk over here, simonim emtsoyim. That's how the Rambam is not in stira with himself. The Rambam by Ashavas Aveda says simonim emtsoyim are sufficient. And the Rambam by Meiz Bailam, by Ovar Aged, requires simon muvik. So it's not a stira. The Rambam is against the Gemara. We don't know how to be miyashiv. The Gemara says that it's tali zedizet. So that kash is a good kash.
So there would be a possibility of satisfying the Bersheyo by means other than simonim. It would also be okay.
Yeah.
Other than simonim are not a requirement. Not an absolute requirement.
Not an absolute requirement, that's right. If he be a Tzurah Rabbanan, it's satisfied. Tzurah Rabbanan is satisfied without simonim, right? So the simonim are not absolute. So simon and tzoy is ginuk. It's just to satisfy if Yetzi designed the requirement. It's not really. This is the identification is based on the Tviya Sayin. A Mikra Adili should really be believed.
It's just like by mom and it's always Hepke Ben Hepke. There's no problem. Rabbanan can make all types of people.
That's how the Gemara. That's what you're saying is the Gemara says like that. The Gemara says if Simon Emtsoi is no good by Meis Bailos, so it's no good by Aveda either in Atayra. But I mean, the Rabbanon they made a Takana that it's good. But you look in the Rambam sounds like he said it's not really explicit. The Rambam sounds like he holds that by Aveda Simon Emtsoi is good in Atayra. And by a Meis Bailah, you need Simon Muvik, Minatur. So that's a contradiction in the Rambam. So the Rambam is against the Gemara, we don't know what to do with it. But the Rambam in Eyeb Bey is not in contradiction. Because the role of the Simonim by the Meis Bailah is different from the role of the Simonim by the Ashavas Aveda. By the Ashavas Aveda, it's not that the whole identification rests on the Simonim. It's just that the Meitzeh HaVeda should be Yaitzeh his obligation of Mikayim Zayin the Din of the Sheyu Shalai Yehi Rama. Bar Hashem is always when there's a dinter between two people.
I say
I lent you $100 and you never paid back the money. So you say you're not sure that you borrowed the money. You remember we were talking about it, but you don't remember 100% clear whether you really owe the money or not. Could be that you never borrowed the money. So that's one example of Bar Hashem. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. And we paskin that although I have namanas baldin b'tainosi, and you never contradicted me. You said maybe yeah, maybe no. So why shouldn't I win? So what mandam in the Gemara holds that I win? Bar Hashem and Bar Yodif, did I win? And we paskin no. Lahoitzi mamin miyada muchsik, that's not enough. You have to have Hamaitz Machaber, all of Har Raya with the Hey Haidiyah. You have to have a better Raya.
When does the Bar Hashem work?
When does it work?
But whenever it's not Lahoitzi mamin from Amukzu. So for example, Bashavas Aveda should work. Or the reverse case. I come to you and I say, I think I lent you $100. No. And you say, no, Vaday Nadi. But then it's a double push. It's Bari Hashem. So the Bari wins. Because it's Lahaksik. I say, I think you owe me $100. And you say, Bivaday Nadi, you know for sure that you didn't borrow the money. So that's Bari Hashem or Lahaksik. That's the opposite case. But the Taveya says, Shema, maybe you owe me $100, maybe not. And the Nitva says, Bivaday, I don't owe you money. So that for sure the Nitva wins. So here by the Hashavas Aveda case, the Taveya says, I know Bivada, that's my Aveda, give me back my Aveda, you found my Aveda. And the one who found the Aveda says, I don't know, maybe it is yours, maybe it's not yours, but the one who's holding the Aveda is not called Mursa because he admits himself, Bivada, that it does not belong to him. So that, the Pnei Yeshua says, Mikir Adin, the one who says that it's his, really wins already.
To satisfy the issue of Shiloye Ramai, could two character witnesses satisfy it?
Two character witnesses testify that he never tells a lie.
So therefore, possibly in this case, it would be Bagitin too, maybe it would be Neman. The same person.
No, by Git, so Shaila, by identifying, is this the right get that was written with Shema?
It's not
a question of...
On the person of Shemesh Bala, if it's not a Simon Mubak, and we can testify that the person is Lo Shiker Afam, he never lied.
Who it is dead?
Who is dead? We have a dead body. No, we have a dead body and her husband is missing.
And he says, it's her husband.
Oh, all you need is eight echad. Yes, if you have one eight echad. If you have an eight echad, it says, I know. If you have an eight echad, it says, I know that this is. That's the end of the story, Farkik. You don't, we're talking, that's better than a simen mubar. We're talking, nobody knows whether her husband is alive or dead. She's missing her husband. And we found a dead body. And we're trying to know, can we put two and two together? Hers is not the only man who's missing. So if you have simonim, if you can identify the dead body. No one says anything there. We don't know who he is.
Do we believe her?
Yeah, we shotsman and menace to say.
How come we don't say that she might be pulling a shtick and the order?
Well, Hashem will give you to safe on.
The Mishnah says if she's telling a lie and we catch her in the end, she's going to be after Hakhtat Tzoris. She's going to have, she can't marry either. All the children will be Mamzer. She loses all the Ksuba. She loses, she'll lose out everything. So we assume, yeah, we assume she's not going to tell a lie. Yeah. That's the famous Rambam on this daf. Then on this daf, on daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara is very detailed. On this daf, there happens to be a Ritva, has a comment. It's not in the Gemara. The Ritva has a comment which runs as follows. What's the din? I say you owe me $1,000. You say you don't owe me anything. So how many witnesses do I have to win the case? So I have to have two witnesses. What if I have eight echod? Eid Echad says that you do owe me the $1,000. So the din is, I mean, Atar, you have to swear. So we'll get a Sefer Torah and you'll put your hand on the Sefer Torah. Shua ben Nikita Schevitz, and I'll swear that he doesn't owe me the $1,000 and goodbye. And he doesn't have to pay. So you can knock off the Eid Echad. What happens by Ashavas Aveda? Let's say you're walking down the street and you pick up a $1,000 bill and someone's hanging out the window and he says, hey, Rabbi Spiegel, that's Schechter's $1,000 bill. I was watching Schechter walk down the block half an hour ago and he drops $1,000. And I don't know. I know I lost $1,000. I find out later. I don't know where in the world it is. I don't know anything. And this guy screaming out the window, he was watching everything the whole time. Is he bagloit? Is Eid Echad believed? And there's no issue of Shavua. No one's going to swear anything. The guy finds the Aveda, doesn't know who it belongs to.
Yeah.
Not Shechter say Eid Echad is going to be Machai B'Shavua. What's he going to swear? He says, I don't know who it belongs to. The halacha that Eid Echad is not bagloit, Eid Echad is not believed in Didi Momen is, maybe that's only Lahoitzi Momen Miyara Mursa. I say you owe me $1,000, give me a check, give me money, go to your mattress, go to your bank account and give me $1,000. And you say, no, you have the money in your pocket, you don't want to surrender the money. So if I have an Eid Echad, that's not sufficient. I have to have two Eidim to get it out from you. To extract the money, Miyara Mursat, you have to have two Eidim. But what if I'm coming with an Eid Echad, not to take away from the Mursat. The one who found the Aveda is not Mursat. Like we said before, Bari Vishema should be Neman. The Pnei Yeshua said, Bari Vishema should be believed by Hashavas Aveda. Because the one who found the Aveda is not a Mursat on it. So one of the Eid Echad is hanging out the window and he says that he was watching the whole morning, has nothing to do, he hangs out the window, and he says he identifies who the Aveda belongs to. So does the Halacha say you believe the Eid Echad? Or you say no, to him maybe Gneva. You're giving away the Aveda to the wrong person. Maybe I have to put up a Hachroza, I have to put up a sign to find out who lost $1,000. Or should you say no, Eid Echad is believed 100%, Eid Echad is believed whenever it's not Lahoitzi Mamun Miyara Mursat. So this Nekuda is a machloikas between the Ritva and the Ran. So the Ritva is on this daf. Of all the places that it should be, should have been in Bov Metzia somewhere, should have been in some other Mesichta.
Could be a Shidduch for the person.
Yeah, it could be anything. We don't know. So that's the Shalom. So the Ritva says no. The Ritva says Eid Echad is not believed. If I come and I say that's my Aveda, I'm the Baldover. The Baldover is Bagloit, he says. If he's a Tzur from Rabbanon, and if he's not, it's a Dina Darshay Shalai Hei Rama, he needs a Sinat. But basically, the Baldover is believed to come and say this is my Aveda. But another Eid Echad, usually you say Fakir. Yeah. Baldover is the Hanageya Bedov, and he's a Koroiv. How is he Bagloit? But an outsider is an Eid already. Here, the Ritva says Punk Fakir. Eid Echad is not Bagloit, because it's an issue of Dini Mammon. Eid Echad is Eino Nemen B'Mammon, even though it's not Lahoitzi Mammon Miyara Mukhzo. But the Baldover himself, he says, hey, that's my Aveda, give me back my Aveda. So he says the Baldover basically is Bagloit. And there's a Ran and Chulin where he says Fakir. The Ran and Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav, says Fakir. A famous Ran, the Primogodim made the Ran famous. Primogodim, the end of Yerideya, has a whole long Arichas after the whole Chelek Aleph Yerideya. Yerideya is printed usually in three volumes. At the end of Chelek Aleph Yerideya, the Primogodim has a whole kuntris about Simonim and about Chazokin and about Rubus. And when he talks about Simonim, he quotes this Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav, and the Ran there, what the Ran has to say. So the Ran says Beferish, against this Ritva. Because the Ran wants to know when the Simonim help and when not. Simonim is good to identify a dead body. Simonim is good to identify an Aveda. When else is Simonim good? So the Gemara says there in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav, let's say somebody murdered somebody else, and we don't have, the Edom don't have a Tviya Sayin. We don't know what his facial features, let's say he's wearing a mask. So we cannot identify him later on. He runs away, he throws away the mask, and we can't identify him. But we saw that he had four fingers on the right hand and six fingers on the left hand. And there aren't too many people around like
that's
that.
That's a Muvik. That's a Simon Muvik.
So it's a Simon Muvik. So can we testify, here the police are looking, and they catch a guy with four fingers and six fingers, and the Edom say, he's the guy, but they have no Tviya Sayin on him. They only have Simonim. So can they testify, he's the murderer, and we're going to give him, and we say, we gave Hasra, and he said, I don't care, I'm going to kill him anyway. But they can't really identify him. So the Gemara is up to Chiddush, no, that you can't give Din in the Foshes based on Simonim. The Loi Katlin on Lei. That's the Gemara.
Because Simonim is not relating to the murder.
But you're trying to identify.
But you killed 17 other people, and but you have to accuse. But some person has nothing to do with it.
But how many people are there in the whole? How many people are there in the world with four fingers and six fingers?
Scientific evidence. You just threw it out. Mm-hmm. Means if you have any DNA or something like that specifically to that person,
It depends what you're trying to be mavari. It depends what aspect of the murder. If you're trying to be mavari, he is the murderer. Right. So the Yadim have to have a Tviya sign on that. So let's say if you have a dead body.
Why is
Tviya sign
better than
dead? Aedis by definition means Tviya sign. Oh, I see, this is the person, this is Itzkowitz. I remember Itzkowitz did the murder. He's the murderer. It's identified.
The facial is the multiple. It's the ears, it's the nose, it's the eyes, it's the combination of
everything together.
And four fingers is only one simon. It's only
so
one other.
So the Gemara says simonim is not good for Aedis. That's what it says. So the Ran wants
even
to
know. Even if it's moving.
Even if it's a simon moving. Yeah. So the Ran wants to know. So how do you know when is simonim? Yeah, good. When is it no good? Why is good by Meis Bailo? Why is it good by Ashabas Abeda? When is it good? When is it no good? So the Ran says the klal is like this. Whenever the halacha requires two kosher eidim, whenever you need two kosher eidim, so the halacha says you need eidis, the eidis has to be tsayin. But by Meis Bailo, the din min haTorah used to be that you needed two eidim. In order to testify that the husband is dead, that the agun is permitted to remarry, the din min haTorah used to be. When the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah to HaSinai, the din used to be that you need two eidim. Then in later generation, the Tanoim were mekel and they said it's good eid echot. And it's a big pella. How does that work? How is Eid Echot good? If Menatar, the woman, is not permitted to remarry, how can a Chachamim be Mekel to permit the woman to remarry if she's really an Eishes Ish? It's a big problem how it works. So Rashi says, Avkino Rabbanim Kedushmane. Most of the Rishonim don't hold like that, Rashi. Rashi says it over here also. Avkino Rabbanim Kedushmane. The Rabbanim declare that the whole marriage was null and void. So she was never married for the last 30 years. They declared they annulled the whole marriage. She was never married for the last 30 years.
No.
Out of marriage. They're not mamzer. A single girl had children from a single boy. A pruya. She's considered a pruya. She's in. Yeah. So it's a problem how it works. But that's the aloha. On the level of the raisa, Eid Echud is not bagloit. Eid Echud is not belief to say Meis Bailo. Because it's a davar shebi'er to say that the Eishes Ish is permitted to remarry. On the level of the Rabbanon, how it works is a big problem, but on the halacha l'maisa, that's it. On the level of the Rabbanon, they said, Eid Echot is bagloi. So the Ran sounds like he says, on the level of the Raisif in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu till the Tkufis HaTanoim, till the days of Rabbi Kiva, when they established this halacha that Eid Echot was believed. So Kozman, all those generations, all those centuries that you needed, to aid him, Taka Simonim, would not be good to be Matar and Agunim. If you have a dead body with four fingers and six fingers and her husband is missing, four fingers, you got to have two kosher eidim to identify that we have a tviya sayin. And if the whole face is mutilated and just have the fingers with the three noses, with the teignish, that's no good. But once the chachamim were makel to say it, echod is good, so then you don't have this requirement that you need dafke tviya sayin. So wherever eid echod is good, so simonim are good. So the Ran says, and since by Ashavas Aveda Eid Echot is good, by the Ran that's a Davar Pashut. Ashavas Aveda, if the man is hanging out the window and he says, hey, that Aveda belongs to so-and-so, I was watching the whole time. So the Ran disagrees explicitly with this Ritva. The Ran says, Eid Echot is believed by Ashavas Aveda, because it's not Lahotzi Momin Miyara Muchzak. You're not taking away the money from a muhzer. You're taking away from the man who found the Aveda. He knows that it's not his. So he's not a muhzer on the Aveda. So the Ran says, since by Shabbos Aveda is believed, so therefore Simonim are also good by Shabbos Aveda. That's the say that the Ran has in Chul and Daf Tzadik Vav. Rabbi Chana Vassman has a whole essay about this. Machleg, he points out, Machleg is the Ran and the Ritva, and he has an Arichas with the Psukim to show how the Ran got it from the Chumash.
Assuming that you never saw the murderer, but he left behind fingerprints or DNA or anything else, do we hold today that you can convict the guy by that?
You don't have any Aidim who have a Tvia Sayin. You cannot give him the official Misas Bezdin, you cannot give. Unofficially, we'll bump him up. Unofficially, the Mishnais have in Sanhedrin, when you know, you put him in Kippur. When we know that someone is guilty of murder, but there was no Hasra, or there's some kind of a legal loophole, why the Bezin cannot, there's some kind of a hitch, why Al Pi Halacha we are unable to give him the real formal deed in the Fasha, we'll give him informal deed in the Fasha. So we put him in prison, we starve him to death. We give him hardly any food, and we let him die from malnutrition. That's called Kippur, Chof Yud Pei Hei, and you starve him to death.
The wording of Tzvir is, I think it's impression, because we use the wording, although for fingerprint, we use Tzviyat Etzvaot. Therefore, when we talk about Tzvir, we don't mean Abu Simon. We mean a total impression of the person.
Right. Tzviyasai. Tzviyasai the whole total.
It's a whole pattern. It's a pattern, not only one Simon.
That's right. That's right. One Simon is not
a pattern.
Okay. So that's this.
Well, why should it be any worse than Simon? Why should
we have
that
Aid
be less
than Simonim?
Go to the fool.
You have to take his word for it. Simonim is a birur. Aid Echod is a maybe lying. Simonim is better, he hopes. Simonim is better. So the Shad is according to the Ritva. Yeah, the Shad is according to the Ritva that Aid Echod is no good by Ashavas Aveda. So what's the rule? When the Simonim. When do Simonim work? When do? So we don't know what the rule is. The Ran gave us a rule. The Ran and Chulin Tatsaraka gave us a rule that Simonim always work when the halacha doesn't require Shnei Eidim. When the halacha requires Shnei Eidim, then it means anything less is not acceptable, and Simonim is less. Whatever Eid Echad is good, so other things are also good, so Simonim is also good. So the Ran, in order to develop his rule, is forced into assuming that by a Shabbos Aveda, Eid Echad would be good, because it's not Lahotzi Miyad HaMuchzak. But according to the Ritva, we're left hanging. We don't know what's the rule. So how come Simonim are no good by Eidus and Din in the Foshis, and it's good by Meiz Baila, and it's good by a Shabbos Aveda? When is it good, when is it no good? That's the problem. We don't know when it's good, when it's no good. Okay.
Does Tvius Ayin mean facial recognition? Sometimes you can have recognition of a person without seeing his face. I mean, I can recognize his hand.
Okay.
Or the way he walks.
Okay. Gemara usually has Tvias Ayin by the foot. You can have other.
The rabbi said before, he said that.
No, you can have other.
Six and four is no good.
No.
You can sometimes say that I know that these hands are his.
Okay. You can have that kind of Tvias Ayin also. The Gemara talks about Tvias Ayin of the color. The Gemara says, how does a blind man, how does blind man recognize his wife? Maybe it's an Eish HaSish. The Gemara says it's a Tvias Ayin of the color. He recognizes. Tvia sign is by the havayas, by the way the person speaks, by the way the person acts, by the way they walk. By dead body, it's not walking. So usually by dead body, the way to identify is by the face. And if Mars says the face is all mutilated, then you got big problems.
Yeah,
how are you
six
have
fingers,
it?
He surely can identify.
No, six fingers, that's simonim. Yeah, that's going to be simonim. That's not Tvia sign. So usually the Tvia sign is going to be by the corresponding ansabo. So you have to have the whole panim with the chaitim, with the forehead. But once in a while, you can have it to be assigned on other parts of the body.
They can be recognized also by the teeth.
Dental records.
Okay, simonim. Yeah, you can have simonim by the teeth. Yeah, that's how they identify now. Okay, genug. That's this topic on this daf. That's a ritva that happens to be on this daf. Accidentally happens to be on this daf. That the ritva gitazog, that by Ashavas Avei, the Baldin himself is Bagloip. If he comes at Surah Rabban and comes and he says, that's my Avei, to give it back, he's Yeh Bagloip, but in Eid Echod is not Bagloip. We would have said Fakir. The Ran does say Fakir. The Ritva holds that Eid Echod is not believed. So that's a big topic in the beginning of Bob Mitzvah. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah Chav Chesem and Alf. A new topic. Hamei Viget, this goes Ashaliyah. The husband wants to divorce his wife. And he sends a shliach to deliver the gift. So the shaila is, let's say, it takes him a year. The husband lives in California. He sends a shliach till a shliach travels. He doesn't go by plane. He's walking. So he walks from California till New York. And then he takes a boat from New York to Eretz Yisrael till he gives a get. It's a year later. So maybe the husband died already. So if the husband died, so she's an almana, so she's allowed to remarry. What if there's a, what if there are no children? What if there are no children? And she may need chalitza. So do you assume the husband is still alive and the get is a get and she's a grusha, she's allowed to remarry? So you have to be concerned. Maybe in the course of the year, there's no telephone, there's no mail, we don't know. No one came. Nobody else came from California to Eretz Yisrael. Today, simply call up on the telephone, you find out if he's still alive. But with Manatanam, there was no way to know. So do you have the right to assume that the husband is still alive and therefore she's Kuteris Lehinase Lashuk? Or should you have to be concerned that maybe the husband died and she's Kukali Yavim, if she has no children and there's a brother? So the Mishnah says, Ishtalav Chazake. Even if he's an old man, even if the husband is 75 years old, he's an old man, and he's not going to last forever, still, Afila Hini Chazake in Achayla, even if he's not well, even if the husband was not well, also. Nosin La, the Shliach gives the get to the wife, Becheskas, on the assumption, Shehu Kayom. On the assumption the husband is still alive. The Gemara is going to work on a time limit. Omar Rove, right away. The Gemara says, Omar Rove, Lo Shana Rala Zakhni Shaloi Higil Gvurs. Only if the man didn't reach the age of 80 yet. Or Achoyle alone. Achoyle means he's not well. He was sick in bed. He had the flu. Why? Shiroif Choylem Lachayim. Most of the sick people get better. Aval Zakhni Shaloi Higil Gvurs. But if the Zakhni already reached the age of 80, and the Pasuk says, Rashi quotes the Pasuk Tilim. Normal person lives to the age of 70. And if he's healthier, then he lives to the age of 80. So if the person is already higia legvuris, is already 80 years old, over 80, so then the Gemara says he no longer has a cheskas chai. So every day he's
check the tuk.
Yeah, every day he's a sofik. No more. Why? Why no more chazake? What? It's a chazaka hasuya lishtanais that people usually die between the age of 80 and the age of 90. Chazaka hasuya lishtanais is also good. Some achrayim wanted to say a chazaka which we know for sure that it's going to change is not a good chazaka. So every cheskas chay has a chazaka hasuya lishtanais. Everybody's going to die. So it's called adam lamos. So why only if you reach the age of 80? So it means ruba v'chazaka ruba adam. Yeah? It means something like that. Ruba v'chazaka ruba adam. Yishtel of chazaka.
One day.
After the age of 80. Yeah.
Actuarial time.
Okay, that's it is. Yeah, that's the right. You have to figure out what.
Can make a shliach. You can only get person in that shliach.
Yeah, or if he gives the get day shliach, you'll have to ascertain later on that day, was he still alive? Yeah, you have to check to find out, was he still alive? That's what Rabbi says. Lo Shanu Ela, the Mishnah says that a zakein, the shliach delivers a get even though the husband is old. Hold, he's 55, he's 65, he's 75. But if he's over 80, then he's no longer, you can no longer rely on the cheskas chai. Why? Because the rav is that's the age that people are going to be dying. So ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Or achoyle means he's sick in bed, rav chalim l'chaim. Aval, if he's a goises means that one who's so sick, he's holding by the end, holding by nila. So Rod Geises Simlemisa. So then Loi, if the husband was a Geisei, so then we assume he's gonna die within 3 days. So then if the Shliach takes a week till he delivers again, so you should once in a while a Geisei survived. Once in a while we diagnosed it wrong. He wasn't
from the
family. Then the actuarial tables will indicate that it's otherwise. It all depends on each case. Yeah. Depends what diet, is he a Chinaman, is he a Japanese, what does he eat? Is he fat? Is he skinny? There's so many different conditions. Gemara says, on the average, after 80, then there's no longer a cheskas chai, because it's like ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. The Rav says that he probably is not alive if a year later. You haven't seen him for a year, so the Rav is that he probably died. And the chazaka means ishtal chazaka. So whatever, there's a conflict between a Rav and chazaka, so the Rav would. If you have better tables, if you have better proportions, so then you follow better tables.
Statistic, better statistic.
Yeah. A guy says, so the Gemara says, Rav goes to Simlemis. That's a famous story when they interviewed the Chasam Sofer for the position in Pressburg, for the Rabbanus in Pressburg. So the Rav before him was a great Goyen. What was his name? I forgot his name. What was that great Goyen? So on his deathbed, the Rebbe before on his deathbed said he wishes the Rebbe Meir, he hopes Rebbe Meir is right, he hopes Rebbe Meir is right, he hopes Rebbe Meir is right. Then he died. And they didn't know what he was talking about. What's Rebbe Meir? Who's Rebbe Meir? Chayish Lemiyuta, yeah. So all of the candidates for the Rabbonis, for the position, they asked them what could he possibly have meant. Reb Shimon, what was his name? Reb Shimon Tismanitz, I forgot already his name. So they asked them all, no one knew what it was. So then they asked the Chassam Sofer when he came for the interview, so he said, yeah, that he was a Goysis, and the Gemara says, Rob Goysisim Lemisa, Miyut Goysisim Lachaim, and Rav Meir is Chayish Lemiyuta. So he said he hopes Rav Meir is right, that the Miyut will win out. He hopes that he won't die. So he got the position, because he knew how to interpret the Ramazim of the previous Rav. So that's what the Gemara says, if the person is a Goysis, and Rav Goysisim Lemisa, then there's no longer a Cheskes Chaim. Sure. So that's the first line in the Mishnah. Let's first finish the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes again. Shliach is coming to deliver a get to the wife. And he leaves the husband all the way in California. He can still give the get to the wife. And he doesn't have to be concerned. Maybe the husband died. No, if the husband died, she's a chayan almana. No, if she has no children, and the husband had a brother, she'll be skukulim. You don't have to be concerned about that. We assume the husband is still alive, and it's okay. Maybe the husband is sleeping now. That's what Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin. Maybe the husband is sleeping now. If the husband is sleeping, is the halab badas, so the shliach can deliver the get while the husband is sleeping? Yes, you see, it's good. Yeah. You see, the husband is sleeping, the shliach can deliver. The husband is on that side of the globe, and the get is being given on the other side of the globe. So Mustama, he will be sleeping when the get is, if it's so far away. Mustama, he will be sleeping. That's not a problem. If the husband becomes a shaita, if the husband is nishta, right. if you don't know whether the husband is, let's say the husband became senile. I know the husband appointed a shliach, and he's on his way to become senile. The doctors say in another 3 months he will be senile. And it takes him more than 3 months till the shliach reaches the wife. And he knows, based on the medical statement, the husband is senile. So take technisht. Senile is a halab badas, a shaita. It's a shaita, so then the shliach cannot deliver the get. But if you don't know whether the husband was nishtata or not in the course of the year that went by, you assume cheskas that he's still a bardas. Just because the husband is sleeping, that's not called a gavra la bardas. He's a gavra bardas who is now unable to express his das. Let's say he's shikir, he's purim and he's shikir, absolutely shikir. A shikir is not called a gavra la bardas. A shikir is a gavra who is a bardas who is temporarily unable to express any das. Sleeping, a shikir. And Kurdaikas is a machlaikas. That's what we want. Kurdaikas is a machlaikas, Rabbi Yechanan Meshlokish. If a person is a shaita, but it's Samei Biyodom. We have the medication to give him. We can give him an injection. We can give him a pill. When he takes the medication, he'll return back to normalcy. So that's a machlaikas, Rabbi Yechanan Meshlokish. Rabbi Meshlokish says that that's not called a gavra la bardas. Since we have the medication, Biyodom, we have the medication. That's like sleeping. And we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that no, that even though Sami Biyodon, that's considered a Gavra Labradas. That's what we discussed. The Rambam holds that Rabbi Yechanan's din is only Midrabbonim. And Atar Vishlapish is really right, that the Mishachs of Kudaikis, a person is a Shaita, but you have medication where you can control it, is not called a Gavra Labradas, and it's only a Shaita Midrabbonim. Yeah, that we discussed.
You're concerned about the person being sleeping. Then you could never make a shliach under any circumstances. Yeah,
exactly, that's the thesis. So no shliach can ever function. How do you know he's not sleeping?
What's the half a minute to make sleeping a prerequisite? Why do we think that?
No, we know the din is if the man appointed a shliach, then it became the shtat. He became senile before the shliach, then it's no good. So there in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin, there's a Yad Ramah, there's a Pirush on Sanhedrin by one of the Rishonim. So the Yad Ramah writes that when he's sleeping, the shliach cannot deliver the get. So Taisus disagrees. That's impossible. So how can you ever make a shliach? You paralyze the whole world. No shliach can ever function ever. Avada, in Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote this Yad Ramah. They write it as a collector's item. But believe it or not, that the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, there's a little safer. It's called Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva. So he collects all the believe it or not of the Shadows of Tshuva. He quotes a lot from the Ger Rebbe. Those are normal. What he quotes from the Ger Rebbe, that's normal. He quotes everything that he quotes is from Svarim, and he says this is mamish. He wouldn't believe it, and that's why I'm telling you exactly which siman, which sefer, and look it up. And he really says mamish, believe it or not, the halach. And then he quotes a couple of things from the Ger Rebbe before the Second World War. Those are normal. That's not those are not believe it or not. So he quotes this Yad Raman is believe it or not. That when the man is sleeping, the Shliach cannot bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and the Shliach cannot give the get. It's impossible. How can there be such a thing? So no Shliach can ever function unless he call up to find out the man is still awake. Taisa says on the Mishnah, you see that sleeping is okay. So the Mishnah gives three examples of the halacha that we shtel af cheskas chai. So the first example is that the Shliach may deliver the get to the wife and the wife is permitted to remarry. And we're not concerned that maybe she's now skuka l'chalitza. Maybe the husband died and she had no children, she has to have chalitza from the brother-in-law.
Also, the get is not a good get. If the person dies, he gives the get. She can't marry anybody.
No. Then she can. Then she's an almona. Then she's an almona.
Yeah.
But if she has no children and there's a brother-in-law, so she's going to need chalitza, that's the case. Yeah. So the first din, the Mishnah has three din.
It would be different also. She wouldn't be able to
have. Is she a grusha? Is she an almona? Okay.
Yeah.
So the first case in the Mishnah is that the Shliach gives the get on the assumption the husband is still alive. The second case in the Mishnah is Vas Yisrael Hanesul Kohen. Only Kohanim or Kohanos are permitted to eat Truma. And Eishes Kohen is also permitted to eat Truma, even though her family, her maiden, her father is in the Nishkin Kohen. He's a Yisrael. But once she marries a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. She's allowed to eat Truma until the husband is alive. Once the husband is no longer alive, once the husband divorces her, so she's no longer permitted to eat truma.
She has children, she can eat.
If she has children, she's allowed to continue to eat. She may continue. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Zerei. That's what? Yeah. The children are machal b'truma. The Mishnah says the children are machal b'truma even if they're not kohanim. Let's say the woman was married to a kohen and then they had children and they had grandchildren and then the children died. And the grandchildren are not Kohanim.
Yeah,
let's say they had a daughter.
Right.
The woman was married to a Kohen, and they had a daughter who married a non-Kohen, and they have a grandchild. And then the children died, and she's left with a grandchild who is not a Kohen, not a Kohenis, not a Kohen. And then her husband dies. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah Yamama says, that the fact that there's still a grandchild, there's still
marriage,
a descendant from that marriage,
from
is considered as if part of the marriage is still Kayam, and she's still allowed to eat Truma.
She's allowed, but not to eat a grandchild.
Grandchild is not allowed.
That's what I thought.
But she's still allowed to eat Truma,
as long as she has children.
Yeah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah points out it's apostolic, based on apostolic. So the second case in the Mishnah is if you have a Yisraeli who's married to a kohen, so Kozman, she's married to the kohen, she's permitted to eat the truma. Once the husband dies, she's not allowed to eat truma. So what if the husband went on a trip, long trip, he's away a year already? She doesn't know if the husband is alive or dead. He left at the age of 60. Now he may or may not, he may be 61 and may be dead. She doesn't know. So the Mishnah
says, same
as the first line in the Mishnah. Unless he's going climbing Mount Everest, it's dangerous. So they say he may have died. There may be a rope that he died. But if there's no
sakon,
okay. If he went to the war, then it's a shaila. Then it's a good latest asafik. It may be that he's dead.
Chazaka may not be operative.
Right. But if it's just a normal case, basis on a suula koi.
A koi wouldn't go to war.
Okay, that's also correct. Basi saw Hanasul a kohen. A woman is married to a kohen. Halaf Island in the Nisayam. The business went. Her husband went on a business trip, so the wife is permitted to continue eating truma. Achelis b'truma b'cheska shukaim on the assumption that he's still alive. Shtel of the chazon. And the third din of the Mishnah is the Gemara points out you have three din. The third din is achato shemesu b'leho. May not be carved in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say a man puts aside a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim, and then he dies.
So you
can still bring the carbon oil, the carbon shlamim. The Yorishim will bring the carbon oil. Shailin the Gemara, whether the Yorish does smicha, whether the Yorish does not do smicha, the carbon is offered on behalf. Yeah, the smicha is not miyate. The carbon is offered on behalf of the Yorishim, they get the kapara. But if it's a carbon chatos, a carbon ashram that was set aside for a specific aveirah, you can't volunteer a carbon chatos carbon ashram. It's not bobin edun adob. It has to come for a specific aveirah. So if somebody did some aveirah or another, and he designates a carbon chatos carbon ashram for that specific aveirah, and he dies, so the yorshim cannot be makir of the carbon for a kapara for themselves. And the mason shine off yanavelt. He's not going to get any kapara. Ain't kapara la mason. So you cannot bring a carbon chatos when no one's going to get a kapara. A chatos is not bob and edim and adob. He can't volunteer it. So ain kapara la mason, the mason is not going to get.
It's Mises.
It's not really going to be. The mitzvah is the kapora. But sometimes yes, sometimes no. Not always. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin a discussion.
Yes, to bring a chatas, is it?
Yeah. So here in this case, you have a korban chatas. The korban chatas is still kadosh. When the person was magdashit, why did he say chulam mazar? The Gemara calls it chulam mazar. That's a problematic Gemara. We'll soon see in a minute. Now that you raised it, we'll talk about it. It's not really chulam mazar. This is not chulam. The man did some avera or another, and he sets aside a chatas or an osher. So if he's still alive, you makriv it and he gets the kapara. If he dies, the children are not going to get the kapara. So he cannot be makriv a chatas if no one's going to get a kapara from it. If no one's going to get a kapara. There is such a thing as a chatas nachshon. When they brought the miluim for the Mishkan, so on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Nachshon ben Aminadav, every nasi brought for 12 days in a row. So the Gemara speaks about chatas nachshon. Chatas nachshon means a korban chatas that doesn't come for a kapara for any aver. It's a mitzvah, like a shlomim, like an oilus. They bring a korban, you zerk the dam on the four corners. We call it a chatas, even though it's not boal achet. We call it a chatas because the avodas are the same. As the avodas, l'mayla, chatas yoledes is a machlokes hatanaim. Whether that's considered boal achet, is that for the purpose of kapara? One Tana says bipnei, because when she's when she's in pain, in labor, so she swears she's never going to have another baby, right? And then she violates the shua, right? So one opinion in the Tanaim is a machlokes hatanaim. One opinion among the Tanaim is that the chatas of yoledes is also boal achet, and the other opinion in the Tanaim is not boal achet at all. It's like a chatas nachshon. The Gemara calls a chatas nachshon. But normally a chatas is boal achet, so it cannot be ben adam and a dove. The father said it aside, he died in kapara lameisim. The yorishim is not going to get a kapara for this, because it was designated for one avera and they did a different avera. So you cannot be makriv such a chatas. So if you'll be makriv it, it'll be an iser. You're not permitted to be makriv a korban chatas. It's the iser of. It's not really the iser of chulam ba'azara. It should really be the iser of korbanas psulim.
Sure.
You're not allowed to be makriv a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Shaloi kimitzvasei. If it's not mechaper, no one's going to be yotzi anything with. So the Gemara says that there's a halacha l'moshim in Sinai that it's meso. You have to lock it up in a room. There are chamish chatos on meso. There are five. Yeah, you lock it up in a room. No food, and it dies from starvation. And then it's also banor. After it dies, also it's also banor. You have to bury it.
Timno.
Huh?
Timno, I think is the Yerusha Tavis.
Chamish chatos.
What?
Don't remember. So the Mishnah gives this third case. Hashaleach hatas medina sayam. A man sends a korban chatas, and we don't know whether he's still alive or not. And you're not allowed to be makriv it if he's not alive. That's a chatas shemesa by leho lemiso ozle. He's supposed to lock it up in a room, let it die from starvation. The Mishnah says no, makriv it oiso. You makriv it in the Beis Hamikdash b'cheska shukai, on the assumption that he's still alive. So the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah have to give three cases? The Gemara on Amud Beis, the exact same thing. Gemara has right before the Mishnah. Utzricha, four lines right before the Mishnah. And on the base, there's a Mishnah. And Chav Ches and Reis. So if you look right four lines before the Mishnah, it says Utzricha, and I need all three cases. Spell that. You have it in the Gemara. Utzricha. The Iyash Minon get. If the Mishnah would only have the first case that you give a get, so Matnish can brayer. What are you going to do? The Gemara says. Mishum dala yepsha. What are you going to do? You're going to be choishish asafik. You're going to say chumra midirabana not to rely on chazaka. The woman's going to be stuck for life. So she could maybe the husband died. She's kuka lachalitza. You have no brayer. So you leave it on a din deraisa. No room to make any chumras midirabana. Avol legabi truma. The Gemara says. Avol truma deyepsher. The woman is married to a kohen, and her husband went on a business trip. So let her not eat truma. Let her eat Cheerios. Let her eat Wheaties. Let her buy bread from the store. People can live with chulin. It'll cost a little more money. But the world doesn't come to an end if she's going to eat chulin. So let's be machmer midirabbanan. True, on the level of the rice, there's a cheskes chai. But maybe midirabbanan, you should be machmer, solve the problem. Like a dovish eish lamatirin.
Only connected to her husband, as long as the husband knows that. She is really truma only to the bala. With the bala in Enra, the law held.
Right, but we don't know if he's alive or dead. So even though he's missing, even though he's away for a year, we have the right to assume he's alive. But maybe we should be machmir with the rabbanon. Efshir, there's a simple solution. So the Mishnah adds on a chidish. The second chidish is even though it's efshir, you're not machmir, you're no chumra with the rabbanon. She's permitted to continue eating truma. So what do you need the third halukah?
She can eat truma anyway if she has children.
even if he's away for a year.
But the daughter does not
have children. So he doesn't have children.
If there are children...
Then there is no problem anyway. So you can eat from them.
In the first case...
She doesn't need a chazuk here.
In the first case, it's told she has no children. We're talking that she has no children.
We're talking about
Truma. Yeah. So probably like the first case also, talking there are no children. If there are children, then she's allowed to eat children.
There's no finish.
And you don't have to rely on the fact that he's still alive.
Yeah.
We're talking there are no children. Same thing the first case. There are no children, and that's called Shaila. Maybe she needs chalitza. So the Gemara says, once you have the first and the second case, why do you need the third case? With the carbon of Shalei HaTasim and Dinas Hayom, what do you need the third case for? You already know that even though there's a solution to the problem, you still have the right to rely on the chazakah. And in this case, there really is no solution to the problem. A man sends a carbon chatas, he's makdish a chatas in California, let's say, and the other guy brings it to New York, takes him a year till he brings it to New York, and then till he gets a boat, and he brings it from New York to Eretz Yisrael. The chatas is already a few years old. Chatas shavas nasa. If it's more, it has to be before its first birthday.
Yeah.
If the chatas already had its first birthday, it's no good. So let's say it took a long time till he brings this behemoth to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says it's still good. So of course it's going to be good. If you already have the first din, why do you need the third din? So the Gemara says it's tzricha that what? V'yashmina truma. And if the Mishnah would only tell me the second din, the zimn and the layafsha. Sometimes she can't afford to pay for truma. Sometimes she can't afford to pay for chulin. She's so poor she can't afford. So she really, it's a big shas atchak. And so maybe there you make her to rely on the chazok. Aval chatas, what does it say? Aval chatas oif. What do you need chatas oif for? Leave out, it says on the side, what do you need oif? It just says hashaleh chatas. The Gemara said before, we didn't do that Gemara yet. The Gemara asked another question. What do you mean hashaleh chatas? What do you mean hashaleh? Forget about alive or dead. Let's say you have a telephone. The man is in Bnei Brak and he sends a chatas to Yerushalayim and the Kohen calls up from the Azar and says, are you still alive, Zaktayeh? I'm still alive. So there's no shaila whether he's alive or dead. So the Marfek Takasha, Shalech HaTosai, what's going to be with Smicha? How can you ever allow anybody to be Shalech HaTosai? With a telephone, how can you allow? Ah, you can't perform the mitzvah of Smicha. So the answer is that the Smicha is not Miyake. So the Gemara is asking, it sounds like this is a normal standard. The women don't have smicha. The women don't do smicha.
No,
when it says hashaleh chatosai daftein hashalach chatoso, it's a woman who's standing her chat. That's the first mandam. It says talking about an isha. The carbon nashim. Our papa Amar the chatosai. So you don't need smicha in the first place.